These writers, these books, opened up the doors which allowed the 1960s to become the free decade. And it's not finished yet. The doors are open, and freedom is pouring through.
As a popular 60s icon, Donovan continues to live and breathe the spirit of the decade. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. It's been 40 years since Donovan first introduced his songs to the world and helped define the psychedelic sound of a generation. In addition to the mystical themes found in his early work, came a fascination with the beat literature of the 50s. Fast forward to 2004, and Donovan added his own songs to the movement with a CD called The Beat Cafe. That year, he also stopped by FUV for an interview with host Dennis Elsis. And today, in 2009, we help celebrate Donovan's upcoming birthday by looking back to the wide-ranging conversation for his thoughts on the Beat Generation and another important muse.
It's not only a nostalgic trip down through the late 40s and through the 50s, which was a very important period in the last century. It was called Beat Generation because it was termed Beat Generation by Jack Kerouac. And when I was in San Francisco, I went to the bookshop, City Lights, and I picked up what I call the Mini Library of Bohemia. It's Jack Kerouac's novel On the Road. Underneath that, we have Allen Ginsberg's Howl. And through these two, they were joined by William Burroughs, and I have The Naked Lunch here, three dynamic writers. Where was all this leading? This was all leading to a young man called Donovan, 16 years of age, starting out on the road like a young Jack Kerouac or a young Woody Guthrie, taken to the road with my guitar and trying to find some sense after this post-war angst we were all feeling.
And I can't think, I think so. She asked me, do I wanna go to a beatnik cafe where the lights are low? The music is cool and the chicks are slow. Poet in a beret and the sax he blow. And the bongo boy, go man, go.
Lovers, friends, children, wives, same woman all these years, your wife? That's quite an accomplishment.
I guess, people tell me so. My muse, Linda, I met in 65. I wrote Catch the Wind, my first song, for her before I met her, it would seem. How was that? It's very strange. We met, we parted, we met again at the end of the 60s. But when I met Linda in 65, she had a relationship with Brian Jones. And she was so celebrated as the first charismatic girlfriend of the first charismatic star. The paparazzi chased her. She went to America. We didn't see each other for 3.5 years. But I wrote songs for her, and she knew they were for her. Sunshine Superman, Legend of a Girl Child, Linda. Countless songs. All put me on the charts. Her manager and record company loves a singer-songwriter to be a broken-hearted singer-songwriter. Because it's going to be successful.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hold of your loving mind. For to feel you all around me and to take your hand along the sand, but I may as well try and catch the wind.
Donovan, recorded live at WFUV back in 2004. You can hear this and other exclusive interviews and performances in the archives at WFUV.org.